Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Earlier this month, the 2014 Academy Awards boasted its best ratings in a decade. Though the broadcast itself didn't break any records, host Ellen DeGeneres' star-studded Oscar selfie did.
Meryl, here's my idea, okay? So you are nominated, it's a record-breaking 18 times, right? So I thought we would try to break another record right now with the most retweets of a photo.
My arm's definitely better.
Okay. Hey, that's good. Look at us.
Nice.
Now, I say Ellen's star-studded Oscar selfie, but truthfully, it was Best Actor nominee Bradley Cooper who took the photo. So who exactly owns the rights to this now iconic picture that was retweeted more than 2 million times? Philip Bump is staff writer for The Atlantic Wire, where he wrote about what the selfie seen around the world says about copyright in the age of the smartphone. Philip, great to have you with us.
Thank you.
So who could hypothetically come forward and claim ownership or maybe even co-ownership of the Oscar selfie, do you think?
A surprisingly large number of people.
Well, let's run through the players.
Sure. Well, they're most of Hollywood. Basically, everyone that appears in the photo can, to some extent, claim the co-ownership over it in certain contexts. If you're doing the most immediate legal interpretation, the most likely owner of it is the ever-handsome Bradley Cooper, and that is solely by virtue of the fact that he was handed the phone from Ellen DeGeneres and is the person that pushed the shutter button. And that in and of itself makes him the primary owner of the photograph, according to the law.
But if you listen to the tape, he says that he'll take the photo, and Ellen says, no, I'm doing it. Let's just hear a little bit from that.
Jennifer, come in also.
I'll take it.
Brad, get in here.
I'll take it.
No, I'm doing it. Andy?
The moment seems to get away from her. Do you think she might have been aware of the possible copyright implications when she initiated this selfie?
I suspect that was not at the forefront of her mind. It's possible, I suppose. I mean, I think one of the outstanding questions is, it seems apparent that the phone that was provided, which was a Samsung phone, was provided with the goal that it be incorporated into the broadcast. And so one of the questions we looked at, too, was if Samsung said, hey, take a selfie with all of these celebrities, does Samsung have a claim to the photo at the expense of either Ellen or Bradley? And according to the people we spoke with, no, that's not the case, that Bradley still is the person who is the primary owner of the photo by virtue of having taken it, particularly because if Ellen did agree to take the photo for Samsung and had an agreement with Samsung, Bradley is not bound by that agreement.
But does it mean anything that Ellen sort of directed and initiated the photograph?
It does, and actually that's where her claim of co-ownership can come into it. There is a legal case that one of the attorneys that we spoke with called Broad versus General Publishing, in which a photographer had worked with a writer on producing a series of photographs. When the writer then made a book out of them, the photographer sued, saying that he had ownership. But the court found that because the writer had had a hand in composing the shots and identifying the best shots out of the group, that he was able to be a co-owner of it. And to that extent, the experts that we spoke with suggested that Ellen would have a similar claim if this ended up in a very hotly contested legal case over ownership of the photo, that was a case that she might be able to make.
Okay, so if it did go to court, Bradley Cooper would win copyright. Ellen would likely win co-copyright, correct?
Yes, co-ownership of it. And the question is the extent to which the other people who are pictured in this shot contributed to its composition. So,
yeah,
for example,
I can imagine it coming up if somebody really hated their picture in this shot and said, I want this taken down.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's seems as though the cat's out of the barn on that one, or however the expression goes. But yeah, I mean, the act of putting together the photo itself raises ownership questions, but it was the pushing of the button that really set Bradley's claim apart.
This seems so strange to me, though, Philip. I mean, if a tourist hands his or her camera to a stranger to take a photo of them in front of, the Washington Monument, the stranger owns the photo?
That's correct. That is what the law says. You know, part of this is, you know, the legal determination of who owns the copyright to a photo vastly predates all of us having cameras in our pockets that we use incessantly. And so back when it was a professional photographer setting up a shot and pulling the trigger, that was a different situation than it is now, in which we all have cameras with us. We hand them around. And yes, you should know that if you give someone your phone, they take a prize-winning photo with it, the odds are good that it is their photo, not yours.
Well, how about Twitter? They boasted about breaking Twitter. Is there any ownership for Twitter being the medium on which this photo was uploaded and shared?
Twitter has had questions raised in the past about the extent to which it owns photographs. It is really not in Twitter's interest to claim ownership over the photo because there are a lot of things that are shared on Twitter which are copyright violations. And so that makes a somewhat tricky legal area for Twitter to start saying that they have the right to these photos. They claim the right, obviously, to republish the photos, but they, if they were to start claiming ownership, then that opens up a whole other legal spectrum, which they very wisely would want to avoid.
So what I'm hearing from you is that maybe the law has not yet caught up with the technology, but it seems sort of strange to be wondering who owns a digital photograph, given that there's no negative, there are no original prints. It's really a copyright or ownership of ones and zeros.
That's exactly right. But, I mean, the same goes for any digital medium. The author of a book, which is distributed in an electronic format, you could say the same thing, movies that are shared over iTunes or downloaded illegally. There are a lot of these questions that exist about something which is infinitely replicable and which doesn't have any sort of physical form. Regardless, it's important to figure out who owns these things. Less so in this case, obviously, but in general, this is something that the law is still trying to figure out how it's going to deal with.
Philip Bump, staff writer for The Atlantic, thank you for your time.
Of course, my pleasure.
You can find a link to read the article for yourself at wordofmouthradio.org. There's book smart, there's street smart, and personality smart. Up next, we're going to talk to a doctor trying to measure personal intelligence. Word of Mouth reads the cues after the break.